You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning we're speaking with James Nokise. Is that how you say your last name?
Nokise.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are involved in a show that is happening called Cosmic Shambles Live. And I kind of just wanted to ask you to begin with, if you could tell us a little bit about what Cosmic Shambles is.
Yes, it is a sort of variety showcase of comedians and musicians and most importantly, scientists. And the whole co-pupper of the show is making science fun and accessible.
So it really is central to science.
Yes. It's all about taking different types of scientific techniques and presenting them to audiences, like of all ages, and just trying to show them that like science isn't like a boring or a snore fest or something which is just because you don't feel like you're smart doesn't mean you can't engage with science.
It's amazing how that is totally like a dominant thing about whether you get involved in science or not is whether you're smart or not. It's kind of a weird
Man, when I was growing up, like, I wasn't a great science student, and like me and my boys, we definitely were like, we were the kind of like the kids who giggled at the word osmosis because with the Samoan accent it was like, oh, osmosis, and like, so we kind of felt it was beyond us. And then my mum's Welsh, and so I had all like these BBC documentaries with all these quirky like hosts and that. And actually the guy behind Cosmic Shambles, Robin Nintz, his podcast partner Brian Cox is like the current BBC quirky documentary guy, and he's a physicist and he's often presenting stuff really fun and accessible.
So how did you get involved with Cosmic Shambles?
That is a very good question. I was at a gig last year. I do political comedy, there's a show called Political Animal in the Edinburgh Festival. It was started by Andy Zaltzman and John Oliver. My friend Josie Long, who's in the show, she's a very, very good, very sharp British comedian. She couldn't headline. And I was just doing a guest spot, and she went, "Oh, well, James has got game. He can headline this." Cool. That was an exact quote. I think sure she said I had game. And so I ended up headlining that, and we had fun. And then I got a phone call saying, "Hey, we're coming to New Zealand. Do you want to come and play with us?" I hadn't heard of the show. Yeah. I wasn't sure what it was, and so I got to take a look, and he was like, "Yeah, this is fun."
Because it's been really successful in the UK, hasn't
it? Super successful, man. Like, it packs out, like, venues over there, and, like, guest musicians come and play, and it's people like Ed Sheeran and The Cure.
What?
Like, I know. I was like, I was kind of holding it. I was like, do I get The Cure? The Cure going to come? But, yeah, that's kind of like the level. Duran Duran. Come and play.
Cool.
So it's like you get a comedian telling jokes about science, then a scientist like blowing stuff up on stage.
And then Duran Duran.
Right. It's just so good.
And who else is going to be involved in the show that's happening here in New Zealand?
Michelle Accourt's one of the other comedians who's performing. Josie and Robin are there. Nano Girl is, Mel's going to come and build some stuff. There's another comedian with who's a mathematician as well from the UK.
Wow.
And then the musicians, local
musicians. A comedian
musicians.
Who's a mathematician.
Yeah. It's like, I guess he just got bored with maths. I don't know. That doesn't really fit with the co-pup. It does. But then we got musicians who are playing in every city. So in Auckland, we got Lawrence Arabia, and Wellington, John Toogood, and Christchurch gets Holly Smith.
Wow. Awesome. Brilliant. And how does your comedy kind of fit into the show as a whole? Because you were saying how your comedy is based around politics.
Mm. Well, I grew up, I grew up in like a kind of poor suburb of Lower Hutt in Wellington in like the 80s and 90s. And I was in like in a street gang and then I got kicked out. And that was kind of like the basis of my stand up. And then I had a revelation a few years back that the political parties I was seeing campaigning the election were basically the same as the street gangs. And I started riffing off that. And a lot of my comedy sense has been taking sort of political ideologies and trying to present them as just basically politics isn't something that other people do. Politics is always happening. It's a science. It's a force.
Yeah.
Like, every interaction is politics.
Everywhere. It's not just like the politicians doing politics.
Yeah.
Everyone's.
And if you realize that, then you can understand that you're always involved in politics and you can take power of it and you can feel less powerless. I had a security guard at Parliament actually put it in perspective with me. He was like, bro,
a security guard.
Yeah. Because I'm a geek. I pop into, like, watch budget readings and stuff. I came out of one. They just cut Pacific funding in half a few years back. And I was like, oh, cool. You just decimated my people again. And They always come for the Pacific Islanders first. Like, whenever a conservative government wants to crap on people, they're like,
yeah.
Before they get to anyone else, they get to the Pacific Islanders. And I was feeling disheartened. This Pacific Island security guard told me and said, "What's up?" And I told him, feeling disheartened. He goes, "Bro, just remember, they're just people. They're just people. Like, some of them are dicks, some of them aren't, but they're all just people." And it's true. I think power is a status that we give people.
Yeah.
And what you can do with comedy is pierce that perceived power and then allow people to be less intimidated by politicians.
Well, comedy, I suppose, really does break down all of those kind of barriers and walls. And
hey, never forget, my friend, we live in a country where a sex toy was thrown in a cabinet minister's face, and we should celebrate that on a yearly basis.
So why do you think that Cosmic Shambles is kind of so important for people to kind of get involved in?
Well, in terms of like importance of people getting involved, I mean, the weird thing is, like, the past 8 months, you know, we've really seen people rallying against intellectualism, like it's a bad thing. I've always struggled with that concept, like being smart is a bad thing, because my parents are both immigrants who worked their ass off so I could have an education to be smarter. Like,
and
you
then it's got those negative connotations when...
Yeah, people are like, "Oh, you're just intellectual. Yeah. You don't care about people." It's like, well, no, I'm just trying to get smart. Like, being smart, when did that become a bad thing? Why do we start to make...
I suppose it's how people use their intellectuality, like how they use their intellectual kind of side of themselves.
True, but yeah. So then the narrative should be, if you're smart and you're a dick, then you're a dick.
Yeah.
Like, not if you're smart and you're a dick, the problem is you're smart. Like, it's not that you're smart, it's that you're a dick.
Yeah.
And so... Like, it's kind of, I think, these kind of shows which celebrate like intelligence and the pursuit of knowledge and the joy in discovery, you got to champion those kind of shows. And if you have an opportunity to be part of it, that's a really fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a whole narrative out there right now of very powerful people, very influential people, telling us not to bother with intelligence and saying that it's almost like you're building a plutocracy. So, you know, it's just let a few people know everything. And you guys just go and do what you want. We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know, that's not freedom.
Well, thank you so much, James, for coming in this morning and talking about Cosmic Shambles and also talking about your own stand-up comedy. Are you excited to be performing?
Yes, I will. This is one of those cases where I will not be in the green room. I will be side stage watching stuff get blown up and cool artists play.
Fantastic. Cosmic Shambles is going to be happening in Auckland on the 4th of April, down in Wellington on the 8th of April, and also in Christchurch on the 10th of April. So you guys are really kind of... going around New Zealand.
Yeah, that would be fun. It's going to be fun to take those guys around New Zealand too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And yeah, lovely to meet you.
You too. Thanks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.